Intervju Radija Študent.
Torej, pozdravljeni v intervjuju Radija Študent. Danes imamo še zamudo. Z nami v studiju pa zasedba KTL, ki otvorita Steven O'Malley, sicer jedro zasedbe San, in pa Peter Egbert, znan tudi pod pseudonimom Pita. So, hello guys.
Hello.
Greetings.
Yeah. We talked in the car, you said you were here before, Peter, in maybe 4 years ago.
6 years ago, actually.
Oh, six years ago. That was the only time you were in Slovenia?
Otherwise, just passing through on the way to Zagreb.
Right. And you, Steven, your first time?
I've driven through on tour, but with Sun, and Sun's tried to play here, but in Ljubljana, but we've never been able to get a show here. This is the first time I played a show here tonight at the KTL
concert. How come you weren't able to get a show with Sun?
You tell me. It's just always been on my list, but sometimes it doesn't work out for whatever reason.
Because I saw you twice in Zagreb, once just recently.
Oh, yeah. You were at that show. Great.
Yeah, it was a nice one.
Great.
So the first time I saw you were with Third, now you were with Eagle Twin.
Yeah, great band.
Yeah, it was nice surprise. I heard their record, but I didn't think it would be as nice live, so...
In my opinion, they're a much better live band. Although I like the record, too. It's just, they're really phenomenal musicians, especially the guitar player, Gentry Densley. Right. He's a really amazing player. And exciting to watch and all that kind of stuff.
Do you play in front of a different audience, for example, when you play with Kat Taylor, when you play with Sun? Do you notice that in the stage?
I don't know. You know, it depends on the city and it depends on the situation. The audience for any music I've ever played has always baffled me. Like, who are you people? I'm amazed that people are there and interested, and that's important. And it's always different people, especially depending on the city. It's pretty interesting how different it can be. Like in Zagreb, it seemed like there was a lot of like hipster metal-y guys and stuff, but if you play in a place like Paris, it's more like older people and stuff. But with KTL too, it really can vary. I'm usually, the surprising thing about KTL is I think it's got a more pretty extreme music and challenge. You know, it's a challenge to engage with it, but it's very rewarding when you do. And I think that the audience is always really patient and usually unusually positive as well. So.
And also the audience is always different. Sometimes the audience is more electronic kind of.
This is coming from your perspective. You are
and then there's some which are more from the metal kind of crowd. And
Do you play in any other formations apart from KTL? Do you still do solo shows?
Do solo shows. Never played Ljubljana solo. Don't know why. And recently I've just come back from Japan where I was working with Jim O'Rourke and Christian Fennis as Fennoberg.
What did you work on?
New record.
Some new record. Oh,
new record. Excellent. First concerts in 8 years. And in a couple of months I'll be playing with Zev.
He was here. No. This is the Italian band? Or?
No, Zev is the Californian percussionist. He's been active since like the start of time.
You're thinking of Zoo.
Probably, yeah. Yeah, no, this is Zev. And he's one of the first guys who started bashing on bits of metal as a form of music.
So do you perform a lot as KTL?
This year, not so much, but we have performed a lot, yes.
Yeah, I'd like to perform more as it. This year has been a little bit, there was a break, I guess, up until this month. And we've done
this week we've played a lot.
Had some really great shows this week. This is the third of three.
Because I read KTL was actually started as a sort of, you get to go together just to do music for some contemporary theater. Is that
really?
So?
Really?
Yeah, that's what.
Band. I mean, the name of the band is KTL is Kinder Totenlieder. It's an acronym for that, which is the name of the theater piece. Peter and I played together a couple of times with in Sun. Peter had played in Sun with us, and there came a point where the director of the piece Giselle Vienne, she invited me to participate and collaborate with Peter. And once we started working on the music, it was pretty quickly realized that we wanted to turn it into a band, in quotes, for the stage, just to give it more personality. And it was kind of a concept, a band on stage in the theater piece. So there's this couple other layers of illusion there, I guess. But, you know, we enjoyed we enjoyed playing a lot and got some offers to do some other concerts outside of the theater piece and started doing shows. Some of our first shows, or some of our, we've been able to play some really great shows. Like, one of our first shows was playing with Throbbing Gristle, you know. It's like crazy, you know. And and we've played a bunch of shows with Earth, played with Haswell and Hecker.
This was after you made music for this contemporary theater piece?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, the thing is, with the theater stuff, it doesn't, it happens, and then we then that lasts a long time as well. That's still playing all over Europe. So, you know, it was. But by the time the theater piece was premiered, we'd already had two CDs out. You know, it was kind of quite
because
quick.
You're quite involved with doing music for theater yourself.
Because yes, because the director of this company, Giselle Vienne, I've worked with her since, I think 2001. In fact, that's the reason why I was in Ljubljana before. It was with one of her older pieces.
And whose idea was it? Because maybe Steven's music is not so much, at least to me, it doesn't seem, you know, I can't put it quite into contemporary theater, more so your music. But whose idea was it, you know, that you could do this kind
Giselle's.
Of stuff?
Giselle's
hers.
Idea. She invented the band.
She invented the band because she had the piece Kindertotenlieder Paar. The script was a band in a forest playing at a funeral. And she decided this band was us.
Appropriately.
So, I mean, but usually, this is the first time she's actually had musicians on stage during one of her performances. Usually the musician or the person doing the music is at front of house and off, out of view.
Right. So. Steven, so were you involved with any this modern dance or contemporary theater before?
No, this was the first Giselle is the only person I've worked with in that field. I've gotten a few offers since, but I've turned them down because personally, I mean, they weren't interesting, simply enough.
They're telling us about to look on the time because we don't have much time left.
18:46.
Yeah, but
how long do we have?
Maybe.
Actually, I want to say if you look at your website, there's a photo of KTL playing live. That's actually a concert we did at a theater we were
rehearsing in.
So you can kind of get an idea of some of the set design. Like, there's this snow on the ground.
It wasn't outside. It was indoors.
Yeah, it was indoors. And our gear isn't waterproof, so you can get an idea of kind of some of the set design and atmosphere. It's the same lighting person that worked on this concert, for example. But it's nowhere close to the complexity
of the
actual set.
39 comments, is it? No, what?
39 readers.
Oh. Readers?
Hits.
It's not announced long, so.
Okay.
Not yet. Can you tell us about your new album, 4? It's titled 4.
Yes.
Was working on this because this is the first one that wasn't made as a commission.
Exactly.
For theater, was working on it any different from your previous projects?
Yeah, we went to Japan to record it with Jim O'Rourke.
That's a big difference.
And it was produced by him, you know. The other three releases, well, KTL 1, 2, and 3 were all, it's the sum of the material we created for the theater piece. All of that music doesn't exist in the piece, but some of it does. But all of the material we felt strongly enough to release as KTL albums, but KTL 4 is more of a result of our touring and playing together outside of that, and also experimenting with Jim. You know?
Yeah. It's interesting also because it was the first record where we didn't have an external source telling us, you know, do this or do that or make something sounding like this. We were kind of left to our own devices.
And how was working with Jim? You worked with him before.
Yeah, I worked with him last week with Fenneberg, yeah.
Right. He's how did great. You get him to produce this album?
We asked.
And he just said yes. And
yeah, he's got an interesting taste, interesting enough to want to produce a KTL record.
I mean, he turns lots of things down, so.
Yeah.
Right. You also worked with Atsuo. He was drumming on two pieces.
He was.
Yeah. How did that happen? Did you know him from before?
I've known that guy since the early 90s with Boris and Son. Kind of grew up together a little bit in this scene, so to say. But
we used Boris's backline and equipment for the recording. So
yeah, they help us out in Japan and everything. It's kind of a camaraderie there. But I made a record with Boris and Son, and Boris collaborated on a full album as well. So yeah, Alter. So Atsuo is just he's a good friend.
Is there a chance you may see Cattail expand member-wise in the future?
We did a show with Russell Haswell in the group.
And with a drummer?
No, electronics.
With a drummer? I don't know. I've kind of fantasized about that.
You played with Fennis once.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Fennis played in the band.
How did that work out?
Interesting.
In what way? Was he doing the rough stuff or...
The rough
more
stuff.
Ambient, yeah.
We have to do the rough stuff with us, yeah.
that's how it goes. The KTL is the rough stuff.
Mm-hmm. So maybe we have to finish soon. So what's the most exciting part of being part of KTL for you?
Exciting. I feel like in the band, I'm given so much space to play as a guitar player without any
more than in Sun, perhaps
more than any band I've been in. I feel like it's unusually, since it's so abstract, unusually I think my technique has grown so much from KTL more than any other band I've been in. But so that's exciting for me, and you never know where the music's gonna go.
So maybe just a couple more questions on tonight's show. What can you expect, or what do you tend to put most attention to when you play live?
Quality improvisations.
So it's much improvised, the whole set.
Kind of, and then it builds up into sort of structures which we've already had on the record. I mean, we do say, for example, we say, let's play Abattoir, which is on the second CD. But if you listen to Abattoir on a CD, and what we end up doing is it's going to be completely different. You know?
The songs, I think they're reference points of, you know, it's the skeletal song structure. Type
or an atmosphere, or a kind of, like, you know.
Maybe one more question. I was there while you were doing sound check.
Sorry.
No, it was nice. But I heard these technician guys who were doing the sound saying it was really loud. I didn't find it all that loud, but yeah, what's up with the loudness?
They always do, yeah.
You didn't find it loud?
Well, I think the last sound show I saw you.
Well, I mean, Sun has much louder. That show had 9 full stacks on stage. It's just kind of a different area of and 4-channel PA. It's
no, like, no. I mean, it was loud, but
well, I mean, I just want to say, KTL isn't supposed to be the most blistering.
Yeah, it's
loud
not about loudness,
band.
Really. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's about physicality more. Mm-hmm. About the high
mood.
High. Yeah, it's just clear sound, you know. Yeah.
So maybe just one more question: what do you like to see in bands when you're in the audience? You go see some band play live.
Nothing.
What do you like to see?
I like to see people playing and enjoying what they're doing, no matter what their technique is.
Okay, so thank you very much for coming to the studio.
Thank you.
To je bil torej intervju z zasedbo KTL, ki jih danes večer ob 21. lahko vidite v kinu Šiška. Intervju sem pripravil Goran. Lep pozdrav.
Intervju Radija Študent.